On now with White County Warriorettes softball head coach Jerry Roberts. Coach, big win over Stone. Tell me, what kind of stuck out to you from your win on Tuesday?
Well, you know, we're just trying to battle back from our loss, our defeating loss against Ray County. But, you know, our backs are against the wall. So, you know, I know our team will respond well, as we did last night. We responded well. We pitched a young girl to kind of give our two aces some time off and some rest. And then a big one tonight against Cookeville. So I think that our team will be focused and as they were last night and get ready to beat Cookeville.
You mentioned having to start a younger pitcher to give Addison and Ashland some rest. I know we talk a lot about those two, and they've been fantastic all year. But especially last night, you look at the box score simply shows how successful both of your pitchers were last night. How much does an outing like that, especially in the postseason in a high-leverage situation in an elimination game, how much does that do for a young player's confidence?
Oh, it's spectacular. You know, whenever I can give two sophomores the ball and say, go out there and, you know, and get us a W. When your back's against the wall, and both of them pitched great. Savannah and Cameron really pitched great for us last night. And, you know, that speaks a lot for our pitching staff.
Talking on this idea of, you know, backs against the wall, obviously nobody wants to play in the loser's bracket because typically that means you're a game away from your season being over. But I've seen a lot of teams that it feels like they almost play better when they have kind of that in the background, as bad as that sounds. Do you think that leads just more of a sense of urgency? Is that kind of what it does, especially with younger players?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think once you get to that point where, you know, we talk about it, hey, our back's against the wall, it's time to tighten the chin strap and play hard 110%, you know, especially the seniors, knowing that every time now, it could be their last time ever to step on the softball field.
So let's talk about your lineup now, because one thing I've noticed, especially in these past couple of games, has been obviously we've talked about your top four all year and how important they are to the success of this team. But it seems like more so of late, you're also getting contributions from further on down the lineup, whether it be from Addison Houghton, from Addison, who's hitting further in the lineup, Hannah Kate Sims, obviously. How much tougher does this team become to beat when you start getting consistent contributions, not just from 1-4, but from 1-9 in the order?
Oh, that's very huge. Actually, the coaches stayed last night and watched the Warren County Cookeville game. And that's just something we talked about last night on the way home. How much contributing on down the line that we're getting. Addie is really swinging a hot bat right now. Madison, same thing. Both of them are really hitting the ball hard and hitting singles and doubles. And, you know, of course, Abigail is going to do anything I ask, you know, if she needs to lay down a bunt or get a hit. You know, that's really big right now because instead of, you know, our top four really producing and having to produce, you know, it's on down the line. And now that they're really coming together and really hitting the ball hard, it makes us a very dangerous team going forward.
Again, you mentioned that you've got to play Cookeville tonight. It'll be the third time this year you've seen them. You've won the first two meetings. One thing I hear a lot of coaches say, one, it's hard to beat a good team once. It's harder to beat them twice. It's even harder than that to have to beat a really, really good team like Cookeville three times. Tell me, what sticks out to you from your first two games, from seeing the Warren County Cookeville game last night and what you've seen from your girls? What do you think the key is going to be to winning a third time and giving yourself a chance to get a region game?
Well, I think just execution, pitching. You know, I was really impressed with that Cookeville team last night. They really put the bat on the ball. They played hard. You know, I say, and just speaking for the third time, you know, we beat Ray County pretty handily twice in the season, but they snuck up and beat us the first round of the district tournament. So it's always hard to beat a good team three times. And, you know, it's part of Cookeville. It doesn't matter if someone has beat someone 10 times in a row. You know, the records off the table, and it's Florida Cookville. So everybody's going to be up and give it their best whenever these two teams play.